The second question from the sister is regarding tahajjud. She says, I pray the night prayer sometimes and I doubt with myself what's the best time to pray. And she says, I get up 1 hour before the fajr prayer and I pray tahajjud and I do my witr. She says, is this the best time, that 1 hour before the salat al-fajr?
Well, it depends from person to the other. Mm-hmm. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as narrated by Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, told us that the Prophet ﷺ prayed at the very beginning of the night, mm-hmm. which means after Isha prayer. And he prayed in the middle of the night, and he prayed at the very end of the night. Mm-hmm. So it depends, it varies from a person to the other. Abu Huraira, for example, he told us that the Prophet ﷺ advised him and instructed him not to sleep before performing witr mm-hmm. prayer, which means that Abu Huraira used to pray at the very beginning of the night. So it's all okay. But the most preferred time for praying night prayer is the last third of the night. So, of course, 1 hour or 2 hours or 3 hours before Fajr prayer, this is considered to be the third, last third part of the night. Alhamdulillah, and she's doing well. If this is her capacity and capability, 1 hour, that's, alhamdulillah, it's good if she can add to that, alhamdulillah. But the most important thing, that she is consistent. We don't want her to pray for a whole month, 3 hours, and then she is fed up and she abandons praying.
Is this consistency for other acts as well, or is it just particularly?
It's for all. It's for all. Yeah, the Prophet ﷺ told us that Allah Azza wa Jal does not give up on us until we give up on Him, or we feel bored of a particular form of worship. And he told us that the best forms of worship are those that are consistent, even if they are little.
So it's good sometimes to start half an hour, the hour, and then increase rather
than... Of course, of course.